This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour. Broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Hello, Charles. Welcome to Men's Room Happy Hour. Episode number MCMX1 or IV. MCMXIV.
I got it. MCMXIV.
Yes.
1914.
That is correct.
Well done.
What happened in that year?
1914.
Do we know?
1914.
Who was shot and started the hell?
That was Archduke Ferdinand.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah.
Franz Ferdinand.
Yes, Franz Ferdinand.
Franz Ferdinand.
That's why we get the bread over here.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the story of the guy that shot him?
No.
Right? So they send him over to be like the assassin, right? But then they kind of call it off, and he kind of screws up what he's supposed to do. But he's so nervous.
Right.
He goes out and gets hammered. He's walking back.
There's
the Archduke sitting in that car. And I'm pretty sure they had already kind of called it off, but he's just like, that's my shot.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
And he started a
It starts World War One.
It's like, dude, you have one job, and we told you not to do it.
That's right.
My bad, dude.
We tried to back you off this damn thing.
There's more to it, but it's a wild story.
Damn.
Doggone it.
The Great War.
The Great War.
The Great War.
What's the war to end all wars. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then they had another one.
Yeah.
The War to End All War 2.
Wonder if we'll have one in our lifetime.
We should have a tagline for him now.
We have one, you think? I mean, the timeline.
No.
The timeline says yes.
I think it's already going on. It's just fought a different way.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's the whole thing. Like, everybody's involved in some shit. There's just less violent conflict that you see, but everybody's
There's
up
also
each
less
ass.
Acknowledgement.
Well, sure.
That any of it's going on.
That's exactly.
We did not do this. It was not us.
Well, everything's proxy now, right? Like, yeah. You go to them, like, this group is fighting, this group is fighting, this group. It's like, well, Iran's behind one group, Saudi Arabia's behind one group, we're behind one group, and then every once in a while, because they also have their own shit going on, like, our group will fuck around and end up hitting a group that's working for our ally, but they don't like each other.
Right.
And then that's when they have to run the interference. Like, hey, man, we know you guys don't like each other, but these two groups belong to our allies. When you guys fuck up, like, we have to have these conversations very quietly behind the scenes. So try not to shoot each other. Just keep shooting at that group over there.
Then you have all the internal conflicts. So, like, different countries, you know, different groups are fighting amongst themselves.
Of course.
So it's more even like it's not even a civil war. It's just this gang hates this gang. So, like, if you looked at, like, a map of the world and all the conflicts that are individually going on, probably the whole thing's red.
Oh, the whole goddamn thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
World War III. See?
Yay.
Well, and back then, too, like, you look at World War II, right? Like, the country went to war.
Correct.
Like, now you just have these kind of forever wars. Guys over there, men and women are fighting, but, like, everybody goes about their everyday life.
Right. You don't declare wars or the certain things they won't do, right? And everyone kind of quietly agrees, all right, we'll do that. We're still going to kill you, motherfucker. We're going to kill you, too. But don't declare war. That way we can kind of do it quietly. You know what I mean?
Keep doing our thing.
Right. Keep doing our thing. Yeah. And people get less upset.
Yeah.
Good times.
Dumbass.
Good times. Let's see here. What do we got? What's the news? News on the street is we got a 20th anniversary party.
Huge party.
Saturday, September the 6th up at Black Raven. And we got three bands on stage.
Three.
We've got some announcements we're going to make about the show. Yeah, we got like two or three, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to try to grow a mustache.
Attaboy. I can see it's already starting to
best
come
I can.
In. I'm proud of you.
I'm going to go bearded weeks.
Two bearded weeks.
Two bearded
just
weeks.
Just shave it at the end.
To hide that fucker. Yeah. I mean, completely.
Ah.
You know, people are like, dude, you look like you're, you know, fucking drinking all day. No, I'm designing a mustache.
Yeah. No, you're getting a good gruff going here, Miles. You're looking good, man.
Yeah. So, doing that for no reason.
Nobody's going to hit up on your group anymore.
No shit, no.
Got that beard going. Like, hey, watch out. He's got a gruffy beard. Don't get up on him.
Look out. I found when I was in the awkward stages of growing my beard, like, what really helped is trimming around it at a certain point. So I know that you got a good grow going on there. The thing that gets people to stop talking about shaving that crap off your face, trim up the chin a little bit, get the size down a little bit.
Mean like just shape the beard?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Just shave around
okay.
it.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
I can do that.
That'll help bring the look in.
Very exciting. If you're getting this on Friday morning.
If?
We have taken the day off. Because
uh-oh.
Mike is going to go down and hold a parabolic microphone.
I'm stoked,
so
man.
So if you're watching the game, just know what are we supposed to have today or tomorrow? An inch of rain?
Something like that, yeah.
Within,
and it's not going to stop.
Within, like, how much time? Is this a downpour, they're saying, or is this
no, it's just going to be, like, sprinkly spittle rain the entire damn time.
Oh, see, I thought it was supposed to be, like, a...
No, I think it's going to rain tomorrow.
I think it's supposed to rain
son
rain.
Son of a bitch.
Like, it's supposed
it's
to be an
inch of rain. It's going
it's to rain
dude.
Rain.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
No, been, don't put that on me.
It's been like 20 years since we've had a storm this big in August.
Congratulations,
it's huge.
Mike.
It's huge. Now. Okay, now remember, have you been practicing?
Oh, yeah.
Holding your hands up.
I've been working out for months getting ready to do this, Mike.
I'm telling you, your arms are going to get tired.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
just weird to
are
hold
are you
that.
Here or here?
Oh, no, I'm going to be here. You gotta
now,
make it easier.
Do you have headphones on?
I have no idea, Miles.
Can you hear the people?
So basically, Steve Miggs and I, we both got contacted by Odyssey Kansas, who's the flagship station for the Kansas City Chiefs, and they needed our help. Thank you. They needed our help out there on the field so that they don't have to fly more people out here to...
That's exactly what that is.
Oh, no, Mike. Showers during most of the day, and then around 4... you got to be there at 5. It just says rain.
Rain.
Oh, damn.
That's all it's going to be. So, yeah, basically what we were told is to show up there at 5. They're going to take us up to the press booth. We're going to have a little bit of lunch. They're going to give us the lowdown of what it is that we're going to do. So, honestly, Miles, I don't know if we've got headphones that we're going to be wearing. I don't know if we have, like, an official vest. I don't know if, you know, how long before and after we have to stay there. So, we know nothing other than be there at 5.
You will be on 96.5 The Fan.
96.5 The Fan.
And the play-by-play guy is Mitch Holthus.
Oh, yeah. He's my good buddy.
Along with senior team reporter Matt McMullen.
So, the irony is that I finally get to be down on the field for a Seahawks game, and I'm there for the Chiefs.
Yep.
Hey, that's awesome. You know, they're a good team.
It looks like nowadays it has a strap.
I was wondering. That
would make sense.
Because that's just so much to hold up for 3.5 hours.
It really is.
Yeah, it looks like there's a strap around your neck, and then you kind
of
hold it still.
Yeah, but also part of the problem is that being a Seahawks fan, and I'm stoked to be there, I can't react to the damn game.
No.
I'm going to be sitting there, and, you know, we're going to make a big breakout run, and we're looking great, and I want to start yelling and hooping, and I want to drink. I can't.
Nope.
I'm just going to hold a microphone.
Just hold it. Still.
I'm acting like nothing's going on.
Mm-hmm. They'll hear any comments you're going to make. Like, fuck yeah, dude. Yeah, baby. Come on.
Ooh. How often do you think we'll see you?
More often than you. The difference is you're going to be on screen a lot.
Yes.
It's about whether or not we know to look for you. So anyone listening to this will look for it.
Right. It looks like I'm going to look like I'm holding a satellite dish down there.
In a mob of people.
So should we make a drinking game out of it? Or are you going to be on that much?
Ooh.
I think he will. It's just based on the camera angles, right? So a lot of times, even the replay.
Yeah.
It's just the fact of where the ball goes. They still see you in the background. Right. Like I said, it's like all the photographers in the end zone.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
You know, they're not there to be seen. But you can't help but see them because every play, that's where they are.
So I'm saying, take a sip every time you see me down there on the Chiefs
side. Say hi to Haley Lewis for me.
Oh, okay.
She's the Chiefs sideline reporter.
Ooh.
Yes.
Haley's going to be there?
Well, I'm just looking at seeing like what people you'll be surrounded by.
Yeah.
So Haley Lewis will be on the sideline.
All right. I like
assuming,
her.
I'm assuming this is going to be on television, too.
Well, sure.
Here, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and Kansas City. And Kansas City's got their crew there, too.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Did you ask for money?
No.
Oh.
Why not?
I just get the experience. They don't have money to put me down there, Ted.
Are you going to?
That's why they called us in.
So if there's a parabolic microphone opening in, I don't know, you know, Detroit, you know, for the Lions.
Sure.
You could call up and go, dude, I've
done this before.
I got you, man.
I got this.
But this is going to be very cool, though.
Yeah, I'm stoked for it. I really, and you know what? I was talking to a buddy earlier about this. It would be cool to work down there on the field as kind of a regular job, other than the fact that
sort of
right now I'm working at every football game.
And
this
you
being
can't
a
cheer.
This being a once in a lifetime experience, I am jacked to be down there. I'm going to be on the field. I'm going to be touching the grass. I'm going to be down there where the action's at one time.
See, yeah, that's it. But like, if you work security, your back is to the game, right? Obviously, the guys working security at the stadium are probably Hawks fans. They're local.
Right.
Their back is to the game. My brother would tell you, like, man, it's some crazy game either last season or two seasons ago. He's like, we knew there was a lot of scoring. There's a shit ton of penalties. They went to the locker room at halftime, and he asked the screw, like, does anyone know what the score is? Because he's like, look, you pay attention to what your job is when you work NFL Sunday. He's like, you don't
that's
know
it.
Another
that's it.
Fucking thing. So as exciting as it seems, he's like, yeah, it's cool, but it's work, man.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's
are you gonna see what the capabilities of this microphone is? So like, you know, offensive coordinator, head coach,
you're what are you saying over here?
64F fly route. Fly
just
route.
Trying to zoom in yeah, on exactly. People again.
Turn to the cheerleaders, hear what they're talking about. I mean, I wonder what the capabilities of the microphone is.
Yeah, like during the commercial break, can you just like if you see
around,
Miles and throw on the stands,
like,
just
turn around.
What are
turn
they
around.
Talking about?
You're right.
What's the fucking mic down there?
A dick. What is he doing?
I want to get yelled at down there just so I can turn that microphone
right.
On.
Right. Exactly.
Listen to the crowd.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Like
these 12s.
We have to like you know turn your volume down on your headphones or I mean I'm sure you'll be wearing them.
I've got to be right so that they can tell me like Mike, stop yeah. Placing it at the crowd.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we need you to I don't know
exactly.
Aim it away from the callers.
Jump over by all the sidelines. Hear what they're saying on the sidelines over there. Because you know the players they get all miffed at one of their guys that's you know they're wearing a wire.
But oh
now,
yeah.
Now I can be the guy with a really really big wire. Like what are you saying, Chris?
Well, you
Jones?
Should do what Steve says as far as the N-word. Count how many times you hear it dropped.
You're going to hear it a lot.
That's what I'm saying.
You're going to hear it
here's
a
one.
Lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to see how many I can capture on that.
Because
microphone.
It never makes.
Seriously.
It never makes television.
No.
It never makes radio.
It does sometimes.
It never, does it?
If you watch a full game.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, F-bombs and N-bombs definitely get
and
out
then
there.
And then they'll kill your mic for you is the thing, right? So because the only thing picking it up are the parabolic mics.
Yes.
So And like my brother said, between every single play, because look. It's 22 dudes out there, so the play might not have anything to do with the guys that are mad at each other.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know, the defensive tackle and the center, they've been scrapping all game. They started changing quote-unquote pleasantries.
Especially if a dude, like, stretches out a run play and you throw that running back out of bounds.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You're bound to hear, like, trash. Like, yeah.
Yeah, see if you can keep a mental count like I heard it 47 times.
Yeah.
That was in the first half. Yeah. It's,
right, like, and it was a white dude that said
I know.
Right? Like, 95 calls everybody that.
Yeah.
He called me one.
Right. Right. I'm an official one.
Whether
now.
He's happy or not.
Right. Any old Seahawks play for the Chiefs? He used to be with Frank Clark, but I think he's done.
Frank Clark used to play for him. A former Chief is playing for the Seahawks. Marquez Valdez-Scantling is going to
be
out there.
That's weird.
Let's see. Didn't Reed go play for the Chiefs for a hot second?
Yeah, but I don't think there's anybody currently over there. I'm sure there is, but I can't think of them.
Right?
Who are you the most excited to be close to?
Minshew, Gardner Minshew.
Is he playing for the Chiefs?
He's back up for the Chiefs.
No. Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm not going to be able to see him much because he's actually going to be out there on the field. But, yeah, I'm kind of stoked to be.
You got, if he runs by, you got to be like,
my wife loves you.
Right, yeah, exactly. I want to see if I can sneak a selfie. Because I got a selfie with one of her other crushes a while back when we interviewed him in here, and now I want to be down on the field like, ha, number two, bitch.
Who was the first?
Remember Sam from Greta Van Fleet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was crushing on him for a hot minute there. Then he kind of became a dude.
Dude, I bet after the game, is it's a preseason game, they hang out for a while, it seems like, and kind of say what's up to each other. I think that would be your shot.
Right?
Like just during the game, there's too much going on. Yeah. And you're already down there.
That would become her new lock screen.
That would be kind of awesome, though.
How did
I'm cut off by the side of the phone, but he's perfect frame.
How did Sam from Greta Van Fleet become a douche?
He just became a womanizer.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't blame the guy for that.
Yeah. Either. Like, he's
bass
single.
Player becoming the Slayer. I know, how do you like that?
Yeah, he's probably like, this fall the bass
because
player.
He started, single? Because he started locking down relationships. That's the thing. He wasn't single. It's like, dude, just be single and go slay. You don't have to. You don't have something waiting for you back home. Just go get it.
You know, I guess. I mean, if I was in that position, I just wouldn't have anything at home.
Exactly. That's and all. He had something at home. It's like, don't have something at home. Just go goof off.
Okay. Yeah.
You're a rock star. Go be a rock star.
Yeah, look, everybody's got food at home. Sometimes you want to go out for fast food.
I got Chinese last night myself.
Oh, say it on.
Well, yeah. The Chinese in your fridge doesn't get angry about the fact when you go out to Mexican food.
You guys didn't get the
there was some sad pepperoni in my fridge. Sorry, up. Bud. We got shrimp fried rice.
It's been.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Room apparel day.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't know?
I didn't get the memo.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Oh, we'll tell you this. Oh, okay, we'll tell you this. One of the things we're doing at the party... Steve has saved every single shirt we've got.
Pretty much, man. Honestly, I've forgotten half of them we've put out. But me and my son went through this big-ass bucket of shirts sitting in the garage. And, like, you forget a lot of... There was a Dirty German shirt, which I forgot there was one, right? It's just Dirty German, two characters on it. I'm like, fuck, that's right. There's a couple of unofficial shirts, Summer of Corn. That one is in there, right? My buddy
Summer
Travis did that for, but KISW never put it out, but it was a cool fucking shirt. So we are going to do a fashion show, you see.
Yeah.
The earliest one I have is the Stash Bash from 2006. So I got 19 years worth of shit in there.
Castle wants so bad for that one to
Why don't we try to...
I know. So but the idea was we'll do a fashion show, all right? And a lot of the shirts bring back memories. Other ones you're going to say, I don't remember that. But the point is we're going to have a little voting box out there.
Or we could do it by round of applause.
But like whichever
shirt.
Do
you have a pink D. Ted Smith one?
I don't. Do you have one? If you do,
I
grab it. Definitely grab it. I don't think I have that one. But I was going to do the fashion show, and then in the boxes, vote for which one you want, and we will have the station bring it back for a while.
Yeah. Right. So if you have any shirts from the past, please wear them.
If you're coming, practice your catwalk.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to get up there and put the damn thing on.
Strut your stuff.
And you're going to get out there and you're going to do it. And then maybe you'll be the winner. You
know? That's right. Maybe
that's
good.
A good call. Whatever shirt you have, just wear it.
Yeah, why the hell not?
100%, dude.
Yeah.
I want to put them all out there. I want to show them all on display.
Oh, yeah.
You should wear them all at once.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I'm just gonna have to go through the memory bank to figure out when, what, and where, and why.
Well, right? I figure that's the way to MC it. Like, no fucking idea why this shirt came out, but here it is.
Right? I know that we got the turtle sex shirt that was a really big hit there for a minute.
That was our top-selling shirt ever, and it's literally two turtles fucking.
Yeah.
I hope that wins.
Wasn't that a drawing by Robin?
Did she draw that?
Did she draw that, or did somebody else draw that?
She might have.
Mike, there's this famous bar like in the Maryland, Baltimore area called the Green Turtle.
The Green Turtle.
And they used to have these mugs, and it was a big turtle on it. But when you poured hot stuff into it, it would disappear, and it was two turtles having sex.
Oh, what? Crazy.
Oh, it was awesome.
All right, Bitches Ariel, Men's Room Happy Hour.
Riveting.
Enjoy the weekend there. Thank you for checking out the show and episode number MCMXIV.
1914.
Yes, that's exactly correct. Right.
Has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.